As people walked up to grab their groceries or coffee from Weaver Street Market in Carrboro on Wednesday, members of the Duke Clinical Research Institute recruited them to brush up on their CPR training. After being ushered over to tents set up on the lawn, people would get briefed by a local fire or EMS responder before testing out their compressions on a rubber dummy and practicing how to deploy an automated defibrillator, or AED.
Deliver shock now. Okay. Press the orange button now.
It's got a flashing button. And
shock delivered.
At the same time, UNC students in the pit also got trained, as well as people at more than 50 other public locations throughout North Carolina. Wednesday's effort was organized by Tyler Cope, a PhD student working with the Duke Clinical Research Institute and its Race Cars trial. The trial, whose acronym stands for Randomized Cluster Evaluation of Cardiac Arrest Systems, is funded through the NIH and aims to help save an additional 10,000 people each year from cardiac arrest. Cope credits the idea for a world record attempt to a Warren County EMS leader, but said it intrigued him as a way to draw attention to the need for CPR training. Cardiac arrest happens when the heart stops beating regularly and causes body functions like blood flow and brain activity to shut down. Once those symptoms begin, Cope told 97.9 The Hill, it becomes a race against time.
The absolute best intervention that can happen is a witnessed cardiac arrest, and then that bystander is able to act immediately. Because every minute is so crucial, every second is so crucial, one's chance of survival skyrockets if they're able to receive that quick intervention.
The mass community training is the culmination of nearly 4 years of preparation through the Duke Institute to study the survival and CPR training rates across 30 counties in North Carolina. Helping bystanders be prepared is the final educational component before the research staff studies whether its work is improving outcomes.
Recognizing that it's a cardiac arrest, calling 911, starting CPR, that's the foundation, and that's what today is all about.
That's Dr. Christopher Granger, the principal investigator for the Race Cars trial at Duke. He said 80% of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests happen at home, putting the onus on family members, spouses, or caretakers to be prepared. But one example of the trial's outreach to improve awareness is an effort through the Orange County faith community. Race Cars partnered with Reverend Sharon Freeland and the Orange Congregations in Mission nonprofit to add AED machines to dozens of local churches in case someone suffers a cardiac arrest. Here's Granger.
By looking at our data, what we've seen is that when cardiac arrests occur in public places, 7% of the time that's in a church. That's a place where we should have a very high rate of survival. If there was an AED there and people knew CPR, we can save 50% of those people, whereas the average survival in North Carolina is about 8%. So, you know, that's just an example of what's happening in this program.
So what we're doing here is we're just shaking and shouting, hey, hey, are you okay? Right? It seems pretty silly, but it's like, hey, hey, are you okay?
Among the local first responders giving directions at the Weaver Street Market training site was Carrboro Fire Department Chief Will Potter. While most people wouldn't think of firefighters administering medical care, Potter said his crews are among the emergency responders who activate when a cardiac arrest call comes through. And since the average paramedic response time is 10 minutes, the fire chief said starting compressions early helps save lives.
So every minute, your chance of survival goes down 10%. So if it takes us 5, 6, 7 minutes to get to someone, then sometimes the outcome has already been determined before we get there. The ability and the availability of members of the community to start high-quality compressions early drastically improves the chance that we can save somebody's life.
Mary and John McCormick were two participants in Carrboro on Wednesday and drove there from Cary after reading about the event online.
We had actually talked about taking a CPR class the week before, and I said, hey, look at this. Let's go at least take
that
step. Yeah.
It's available,
and
yeah.
It's a step in the right direction. And then.
And we've had CPR before, but it's been a long time, and it's changed a lot, and I'm glad we did it. We're now up to date, and we know all the latest recommendations.
Orange County resident Duarte House showed up to Weaver Street Market because his wife had seen about the world record attempt.
Family, if something happens to someone in the family or anybody, just be able to help.
So they're trying to break a world record today. Did you ever think that you'd be part of something like that?
No, not really. I hope to break it because everybody should know it.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.